This week's episode is brought to you by Casper Mattresses.
Yes, it is, Joe. It's Casper, the friendly mattress. And you can get $50 off towards any mattress purchase by visiting casper.com/puck and using the promo code PUCK. All right, gang, it's time for Puck Off. I'm Fraser Smith, and look who's back from the Big Apple, Joe Bartnick.
Hey, buddy.
How'd your trip go?
Fantastic. Want to thank all of the fans, all the Puck Off people out there loving it, asking where the captain's at. I said, you can't leave the mothership.
That's it. I can't. That's right. I'm anchored.
Yeah, too much money. Can't leave.
Got to stay for that.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm glad we got all those great fans out there.
Yeah, Boston. All through New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts. Everyone loves Puck Off. They're asking all about us and you.
That is the hockey hotbed area.
Exactly. And yeah. Now, especially with the Rangers now, I'm wearing duck colors.
I noticed that, man. Sorry that, or you're working for Caltrans.
Yeah.
That's a good look, though, the orange. How did your shows go there in New York?
Fantastic. Me and Verzi, the all-in tour, we did Gotham with Giannis Pappas, the great Giannis Pappas. So that was fun. And then we went up, and we headlined that club all-in Gotham. And then did a bunch of shows at The Stand. Love The Stand.
Stand's great club.
Love, yeah. Caroline's. We did
Caroline's.
Yeah, wow. We did a gig in Jersey. Jim Florentine, Devil's Country.
Oh, Jim Florentine. Jim Florentine. I love him, man.
He wasn't there. Jim Florentine Country. I wish he was there. And we, the great diner. And then we have the Foxwoods Casino. And we watched the great Walinda. We actually had more. We packed Foxwoods four shows. Thank you, Foxwoods. The great owners up there, Michael and Ryan. And they had the Flying Walindas in the parking lot.
Wow.
And I had to get up at 1 in the afternoon to make sure that if they fell, I was there to see it.
You had to go catch them? You didn't have to catch them, did you?
Well, it would have been awful to go to hear about it and not say, geez, I could have got up and seen it.
Yeah, yeah.
What was funny was they were firing fireworks, and they were scaring me. I'm like,
at the Walinda?
Yeah.
What?
They were shooting off fireworks. I'm like, I jumped the first time.
Yeah, so you don't want to do that in a tightrope.
Yeah, 70 feet above. And you could tell he was like, people were like, oh, he's showing off. It's like, he could still die at 70 feet.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Or 70 feet. I don't know, it was pretty high.
70 is still high.
Yeah.
7 feet is high for me.
Seven feet is a tightrope.
I am the sixth Walinda.
Yeah, you got to marry in. They said seven generations.
Wow.
It's more than the... We're in the Patrick family in hockey.
Wow.
It's more than the Sutters.
Now, and the shows went well. And Billy Burr, how's Billy Burr?
We saw Billy in Boston. That was great. Yeah, he's
the king of Boston.
He is the sold out like 16 shows at the Wilbur.
Wow.
They gave him a seat. They put like a bronze seat.
You know you've arrived when.
Yeah. He was loving it.
You had a good trip.
Fantastic. And we can't thank the... Can't thank the fans enough.
I love those Puck Off fans
for coming out.
We're so glad
they're the best. They really are. They support. And for a while, I was handing off. And if you said, "Oh, we love Puck Off," hey, where's Fraser? You're the goon of the week. I'd sign and give him a free CD.
I love it.
And then I started running out of CDs. So it was one of those first 50 in line at Gotham.
That's all right, 50 lucky
people.
But
they know. Yeah, no, they were great.
And Puck Off fans are the best. And you are the goon of the week.
I am the goon of the week. But I want to thank you for holding down the ship, Captain.
Well,
and the great Earl Skakel showed up, and who else was here for us?
Well, we had Brad.
Oh, Brad Williams. Yeah, first Duck fan.
Terrific. He must be happy now.
Yeah, well, he's back on. He was probably sad over the weekend, but then he got back on.
He got back on it, yeah.
Brad showing up after a tough loss. Yeah, he came right after four overtime.
He was at that game.
Yeah, so
stayed the whole time. You know,
One more thing. Thank you to Andrew for working it all out.
Yeah, it worked out nicely. We had the nice clear signal.
Sounded better than usual when I'm there.
Yeah, it worked perfectly.
Fraser likes it better, Andrew.
No. It's just better than it was before.
Oh yeah. No, I'm just screwing around. But the games
we called it though.
Did we
not call it?
We called it. Yeah.
Come on, we called Rangers for
sure. And now it's up to us again. I'm riding it. I said they would be. I'll tell you what.
I'm going Rangers.
New York has a lot of bandwagon fans, which is great because when the Big Apple goes bandwagon, it makes hockey better.
Oh, yeah.
But then, people panic in game five. They said the world was over. And I said, Rangers are going to get in there and win game six, and they're coming back with Hank and the apple.
And Hank looks good, doesn't he?
How do you say their coach, yeah, Hank's a little weak on the glove. We're going to go high. Not big Hank.
No, he played an awesome game that last game.
Oh, yeah, he stopped mostly every. We'll get to the saves of the week is a lot of Hank, but he stopped them when they mattered.
Yeah. He had
some big ones when they mattered.
And the King was playing great.
Mr. Nash.
How about your boy Nash?
Oh, big boy moves.
We're always riding him, but he played great.
He played great. Two games ago, he just knocked Schuster, and Schuster is a big man. Knocked him down, took the puck, passed it to Broussard for the HT.
Yeah, man. Got the HT.
Yeah.
And then Ben Bishop got run. You're always talking about Bishop, and, you know, they ran him.
Well, you know, it's funny because if Bishop was – Bishop would be the best goalie in the league if he was a good goalie.
Well, so would every other goalie.
Well, no, because, you know, no, because people get on me across the country, all in Tampa, I should say, the Bay Area, Tampa Bay. They go, oh, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard, and I say the puck just hits him. But it does. He's 6'8".
He's big. He's big, and he's not a bad goalie. But
no, but I mean, if he was like a real, if he was as good as say Crawford or Anderson, he'd be amazing because he makes the routine. He makes the amazing saves and the routine ones. He has a bad glove. I think he's the one with the bad glove. I think he's the one with the bad glove.
Yeah, I think the coach was Cooper was trying to distract him, make him think it was the King.
Yeah,
it was his goalie.
Yeah,
but Tampa Bay, look, they've got a terrific team. I'm so impressed. Everybody is with their speed and their, you know, they've got some great young players. But New York, as it gets deeper, I think they've got that experience. I think they're 6-0 in game sevens.
With Hank?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe even more.
It might be. At any rate, you don't want to go to the New York and play a game. Well, oh, wait. Well, they're like 13-1 or 2 in their last go play golf games.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they're the veterans. McDonough, Stahl, Girardi, that's who you don't want to have to beat.
Here's what it is. Lundqvist has won 15 of the last 18 games facing elimination.
That's
pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
They'll get much better than that.
Yeah. And and they are back in the Garden.
They're back in the Garden. Yeah. The Garden will be rocking. They're going to bring all the ghosts, all the ghosts of the Garden. The ghosts of Billy Joel.
That helps too.
Barry Manilow. Yeah, sure. He doesn't have many. I guess Mateau and Messier. But the best third line that we always said Tampa Bay had the best second line in hockey. They might have the best line period in hockey.
They're pretty impressive with
Palat, Johnson, and we always loved Johnson, but I'll tell you, Kucherov.
Kucherov's playing well too. Yeah.
And the big overtime goal that was a weak one by Henrik, but he made a 500 in that game. But the overtime goal was a little shabby. A wrister from the, near the blue line.
Yeah.
Kind of knuckled him or fooled him. But I can't believe Kucherov is that. He's that good.
Yeah, he's a good player. And, that Tampa Bay is going to be a team to deal with in the future.
Yeah, and I'm not riding them. I'm picking Hank. We always pick Hank. I always go Rangers.
Oh, Lightning could easily win.
I'll tell you what. And as much as New York has the four best. Obviously, the best defensive crew, in the East. We said all year, and maybe the best. Hedman is putting on a clinic as the number one D guy for Tampa Bay.
Yeah. I
mean, that's why he was like the number one, number two pick in the draft. He's played amazing.
Yeah, he's played well.
And
yeah.
I mean, he'd have five or six more assists if Lundqvist wasn't amazing. I mean, Lundqvist has made some ridiculous saves.
But you're right. He's an assist genius. He really is.
And for how big he's controlling the paint, Stallman's played great. He came from the Rangers. He made a big difference. But they must hate themselves every time Stallman or Boyle makes a play. They let Boyle go.
Let Boyle go. Yeah, Boyle's pretty good.
Yeah, he's a Bickle kind of guy like you like. He shows up big in the playoffs.
Yeah, he does. He's had a good playoff run.
Yeah, Callahan finally played a little bit better. Callahan hadn't done too much. And I'll tell you what, we always slurp Stamkos, blow Stamkos. He disappeared a little bit these playoffs against you.
Yeah.
and against Montreal a little bit, he is playing big boy hockey.
Now he's playing again. Yeah.
He's half the goons of the week, or Stamkos is involved in it. And yeah. you don't they don't expect Tavares, Stamkos, Toews, Sid
to disappear.
Sid maybe, but you don't expect them to mix it up in the goon of the week stuff.
Oh no, you sure don't. But Stamkos is a tough customer.
That's what I mean. But he's been leading the charge, and that's what you want a captain to do, to lead the charge. You know, I mean, lead the physical charge. He is leading the charge.
Well, even if Tampa Bay loses this series, and they could Friday, you know, they've still had a represented themselves well in the playoffs.
Oh, 100%.
And I think they're a team for the future. They're loaded with talent.
Yeah, I mean, they are maybe one, you know, maybe one defenseman away. Even though they're playing seven defensemen, and there's no kink in their armor. I mean, maybe just one more, you know, really stable guy. You know, maybe they number two. I mean, you're never going to get someone better than Hedman.
No.
Unless get Subban. You're going to go Duncan Keith.
Unless you get
Subban.
And Duncan Keith is playing the entire game. Does he ever come off the ice? No.
He looked woozy in the beginning of game five. He looked like he was dizzy, like he was still tired from game four.
I could see it, though. That guy's playing, you know, 40 minutes a game.
They're playing 4D. They said they might bring up the rookie Trevor Van Riemsdyk for game six.
Yeah, I saw that.
What do you think about that, Captain? What do you think?
I think bring him up.
Yeah.
They need the help there.
Okay. You put a kid in the elimination game.
I know, but look what's going on with Chemo.
I've said, remember when he made the trade, I said he's a joke.
Well,
and not just because he was a flyer, but I said he's a joke. And when he plays 2 minutes a game and he's minus something, you know?
Yeah, come on. I think you got to put the kid in there.
Yeah.
It's tricky to do that. But now, what do you think is going to happen in that series? It could end tonight.
I picked Chicago. I never changed midstream.
Right, I did change me,
and I said it was, and I said it was very close, but I got to go. Chicago's just one of those teams that just look at Toews.
Oh, he was unbelievable.
They don't like to lose. They don't know how to lose.
Well, they're gritty, and they were down, three goals? Ducks had three in the first period, I think, right?
3-0. They came back.
And then Chicago had to come back and
two in the final minute and a half
in the last minute.
I'll tell you what, give Bolesky all the credit in the world. He started out the game on the fourth line because barbecue Bruce Bolesky's having.
Wait a minute, I don't get that. I don't get that at all. Bolesky's playing great.
Barbecue Bruce, the only guy that would move Bolesky down the fourth line.
Why would you do that?
He wanted to get Fleischman in the game.
No, Bolesky's really playing great.
So all Bolesky does is
win the game.
Win the game for him. That's what I said about this year. I think Getzlaf, Perry, those guys are not going to let barbecue ruin it. I think they're just going to.
Well, I did switch in midstream last week. I said the Ducks.
Right. You had the enforcer Brad Williams here.
I did. I didn't want to go against his pick. It wasn't because of that. It's because the Ducks look like it's their year.
They do. They do. I'm not getting, I get enough heat for my original picks.
Although I got to tell you, Frederick is a little shaky. I was reading a thing in the paper today where, he's saying, no, I'm going to be fine. I'll be, but I know they have a little doubt about him because he plays great and then he plays shaky.
Yeah, another guy, I think his glove is a little bit weird, but he lets in the Flurry kind of goals. He kind of lets in, that Toews goal was, we love Toews, but you got to.
No, that was a weird goal.
It's almost like impossible.
Well, I like Toews' attitude there. He just was gritty and dug that puck out, but still, that was a.
I mean, it was almost like the magic bullet theory. Like, that puck wasn't going in unless he touched it, right? I mean, it was behind the net. I mean, I don't know how he.
That was a weird angle. I don't even know how that happened.
Yeah.
But it made it for a lot of excitement. That was an exciting game.
Oh, yeah. And how about, Now Getzlaff is the all-time, and it's not even the finals yet, the all-time leader in points
is
for
he?
Anaheim.
Yeah, is he? Yeah.
Him and Perry. You see Perry was diving in the first period.
Perry's unbelievable.
He made two plays in the first period diving to stop two-on-ones. I mean, he's a 50-goal scorer diving in the first
you
period.
You got to love that.
Those two guys.
Reckless abandon.
Yeah, and then you see they interviewed it's great. They interview Getzlaff after the game, and he's sitting there just steely-eyed. Like, that's a captain. Yeah. Him and Taves. Are you kidding? I mean, but he said those top two lines are going to go at it. And they're going. Did you see my boy Saad Shorty, though?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to love that, just burying it. Ugh.
Yeah, well, you love him. He is a great player. What do you think is going to happen as they return to Chicago for?
I think Chicago. I'm picking Chicago. Chicago. Although I think Chicago wins this one. But
I think it goes seven. I think Ducks win.
Yeah,
but I think Chicago wins.
I think so
tonight.
Too. But I'm not going. I mean, now I think the Ducks are probably going to win in seven. But
how do you think Crawford's playing?
I think Crawford's playing okay. I think Crawford's played pretty good. You know,
He's only got 3.5 defensemen.
Yeah. No. I think Crawford's made a lot of great saves, but he's let a couple in but he's being shell-shocked.
Yeah.
I mean, Anaheim's coming in waves.
Yeah.
At him.
They are.
So I guess my initial, he's playing okay. He's playing very good. I think he's playing a little bit better than Anderson, but I both think they're playing. I think those guys are playing great.
Yeah, they are.
I'm not going to – I mean, you Anderson know, it's Anderson's first playoff series.
Yeah, you got to keep that in mind.
You know, I mean, first big time. I mean, these are the Black – I mean, it took Jonathan Quick a miracle to beat them last year.
It did. Yeah, it did. Yeah.
And that's Quickie. I mean, what we say all year, they're the Blackhawks. They're coming. No one wants to play them. They're coming to play. And the only one they could stop them was Quick for years. So if Anderson, you know, he's doing his – he's doing his best. I'll tell you who's playing great, though, is Simone Dupre.
Yeah.
I mean, a slip up here and there, but that's okay. The guy's a kid. He's burying people. He buried Bickle. That's hard to do.
It's hard to bury Bickle.
He got some goal. He got the goal. Got a couple assists. The young kid that the young defenseman, Lindholm, he's playing fabulous.
Right.
Beauchemin's, I mean, that's one thing. Do you see their six defensemen? I knew I got on Stoner a little bit, but he's playing.
Who's
laying
this kid
the
for the Ducks? Is it Etum?
Etum, yeah.
Etum's impressing me.
Yeah, well, their whole fourth line, Raquel. I call him Raquel. Brad calls him.
Etum
different.
Can skate, man.
Yeah, 67 in your playbook.
Wow, that kid.
Yeah,
that Duck team is pretty loaded.
Yeah, they are loaded. They got Johnson playing you know, but. They're a great team, and playing a team that has playing only four defensemen.
Yeah,
that's Chicago's
problem.
Yeah, I mean, they put on a team in, but you know, if Roosevelt didn't get hurt, that was huge. Roosevelt getting hurt against Nashville.
Yeah, that really hurt.
Because then you could really play. You can get away with playing five. You can't get away with playing four.
Well, good defensemen are a premium in the NHL. You know, you really got to have them, and they're hard to find.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, look at the Kings. They lose Voinov, and that really cost them everything.
Yeah. But,
you know.
The skill and the size in the skill. Look, you got, I mean, Maroon is playing.
Maroon's playing really well.
I mean, that first line. Getzlaff, Perry, Maroon. And then how about Kessler? Are you kidding me?
Well, that's got to be.
We said
it was the biggest pickup in the offseason, and it was.
Can you believe that we didn't trade Derek Pouliot because we were saving him and we could have had Kessler?
Man, anybody would. would like Kessler.
Yeah. Would that have made a difference for the Penguins this year?
Oh, I think for any team to get
yeah,
him.
For any team. That one, and you know, and we love Jordan Staal, but everyone in Pittsburgh is like, we passed up Jonathan Toews.
Well, the other thing
to draft Jordan Staal.
You know, so many times when a big trade or free agent thing happens like that, the guy turns out to be a letdown. It happens a lot, and everybody builds it up, and we got so and so, and then it's a letdown.
Right?
Not true here. This guy came through.
Yeah, no, Kessler's
totally
always
delivered.
Cracked up to be well, and they said, you know, he had kind of a. not the greatest year, but he's like, you knew he'd step it up. For the, they got him for the playoffs, and he's totally come through.
Well, even if he's not getting points, he helps the team because of his grittiness.
Yeah, and his
he's in the right place at the right time. And
penalty kill.
Yeah, and he distracts the other team. He I think, has really been a big
and,
piece.
And look at what he did for Bielski, you know. I mean, you know, Bielski's playing magnificent. And Silfverberg came to Ottawa.
Silfverberg is good.
Yeah, I mean, he came from Ottawa. He didn't play good the last couple of years for Bobby Ryan. And I'm like, what happened? Silfverberg was good in Ottawa. Now he's lighting it up.
Yeah, I think he's you know? Living up to that F in his name.
Yeah.
Whatever that means.
Yeah.
Just, he's
it's a hard one to spell. Well. My iPhone still doesn't like that guy. Every time I'm trying to type, or my computer, anything, it's like, I wish there was spell check for hockey people.
Yeah, because it's...
It always just wants to change everything.
The spelling's like, always weird.
Yeah. It doesn't like PK Subban.
Yeah. Well, so who are your picks? What are you picking?
Same as always.
You're going Chicago tonight.
Yes. I'm actually picking. I'm picking the way Gary Bettman is praying.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, he wants New York, Anaheim.
No, he wants New York, Chicago.
Well, don't you think? Wouldn't he want coast to coast?
No, because I read this article. Well, first of all, because the Ducks were in the lowest rated series.
They don't
ever.
Have the high rated.
No, they're not. They're not as big as the Kings.
Yeah.
And there's something about in the Chicago. Every Chicago time they're in the Cup, it's the highest ratings for the Cup.
Well, okay.
And then it's New York. And plus, anytime it's an original six, the ratings are higher.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. And Tampa Bay. Well, and because they played Calgary, was probably one of the lowest ones ever, too.
Yeah. Well, I can see where that Chicago fan base is going to represent.
Yeah. And in the sense that people know them now. People know they're going for three out of six. And it's kind of a, you know, and it's Chicago and. They want Chicago, New York, and I'll watch Anaheim, Tampa Bay. I'll love that's a that would be a
that'd
great
be a heck of a series.
Yeah, but you know, no one will watch except
you and me.
Yeah, five other people.
Yeah, that's not good for ratings. But that would be an interesting series.
It really would be.
Yeah.
See, like you know,
who do you think would win that series?
I think Anaheim, but I don't know. I don't know.
You know, Tampa Bay beat them the two times they played them this year.
They did.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so, not to make it always about, but so did the Penguins beat the Ducks.
Wow. Oh, yeah, that's true. Penguins had a nice West Coast road trip.
Yeah, that was it. That was about it. Then the St. Patrick's Day Massacre.
Yeah.
Crosby's hung over. Gino pulls a groin. And then I think they won two games after that.
Aye.
And they traded for all those. Yeah. And then they traded, now we have Lovejoy.
Right,
and they have Simone Dupre.
All right, let's take a look at the other possibilities. What would you think would happen in a New York Blackhawks series?
I picked the Blackhawks. That's my original pick. That was my pick.
Would you pick the West no matter who they play?
Yeah. Yeah.
Has the gap closed, though, a little bit this year?
Yeah.
Between the West and the East?
It totally has. It totally has.
I think it has, right?
Because I think Tampa Bay is much better than Montreal was last year. And I think the Rangers are playing better than they did last year.
I think so, too.
I think the Rangers are playing pretty good. And I just think that if Anaheim beats Chicago, they're going to be
hard to handle.
They're going to be hard to handle.
How do you think, Anna? So what do you pick?
I mean, if you watch both games in the same – if you watch both series back-to-back, one does look a little bit different. It does look like the varsity – But not the JV, but just it's a little bit different. It's a little bit different.
Well, there was a big gap there between the East and the West a couple years ago.
Yeah, even last year, I think it was pretty close. But, you know, who knows? Anaheim versus King Henry. That's the thing. New York just hangs around, man. They know how to win.
And Henry can even the playing field.
Yeah, and who knows what barbecue Bruce maybe. Maybe the legend of barbecue will finally rear its ugly head.
Wow.
Let's just say they lose game six. Let's say he gets blown out in game six.
Okay.
They win 2-1 in Chicago. Whatever happens, they win. They advance. He looks bad twice in New York. Would you think barbecue would go Gibson? Game three?
You never know with him.
I mean, yeah. You know, I mean, you never know.
That's
right.
The thing.
I mean, you, maybe even game two. You
know, he's never been that deep either.
No. This is his first. He outlasted Ovechkin. He made the conference finals before Ovechkin.
Yeah, right. Because Bruce hadn't been able to advance.
No.
And well, we'll see what. I mean, I would.
What do you think?
Well, I think Anaheim, New York. I'd have to probably go Anaheim, but you know what? New York with Henry.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know,
it could be pretty close.
And
closer, I think, than Kings Rangers last year, of course.
But here's the thing. Now, Yandle has played pretty good.
I know you like to call him a skirt.
Yeah.
But he has played well.
He has played well. The famous Brian DeMoy, if you're listening, Yandle stick checks are working out pretty good against Tampa's little team.
Brian's Rangers, though, isn't he?
Yeah, but you know, he picked Tampa Bay. He's a big Tampa guy.
Oh, is he?
Yeah,
oh,
okay. Remember Ben Bishop is, Ben Bishop's Ken Dryden, remember?
Oh, that's right. Not quite.
Yeah.
Not yet, anyway.
Well, but he's like, the stick check's as good as a body check. And Yandle's proving that against Johnson and Kucherov. Let's see if the stick check is as good as a body check against Perry and Getzlaff. And Kessler and Maroon.
No, they come at you in waves.
Yeah, and the skirts and it will be like New York's playing with four defensemen because they're not going to want to have them out. Yandle and old man Boyle in the corners against. I mean, you kidding me?
Yeah, no, that's
But then Hank. That's why he's.
Well, that's what I mean.
That's why Hank's Hank.
Hank can and they always say a hot goalie will get you there.
Yeah,
especially a good goalie like that.
I mean,
and he seems to step it up. He's really playing well now.
Then,
he played so great in that last game against Tampa Bay.
And then maybe that's when the hot, and that's when the young goaltender, maybe the Madhouse 22,000, maybe that doesn't scare him, but maybe Broadway, the finals.
Do you think that happens to the youngsters? They get, it's the bright lights. You know, you're playing in New York.
I definitely think it used to more than it does today.
Some of these kids that are coming in just seem pretty seasoned and confident, don't they?
Right. Well, I think because there's so many more kids that play on the world stages, there's so many more big events in their lives, and I think there's less treachery, and it's not like the old days. Oh, you're going into Boston, the rink's smaller. People are smoking cigars a foot from your face, and here comes the big bad Bruins going to break your neck.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Or the Broad Street Bullies, or whoever. Very few. I mean, people still get a little intimidated by Luch.
Sure, they do.
Intimidated by some.
He did that to my Red Wings.
Yeah, he did it, and he did it to Vancouver.
Yeah.
So I think some, but not as many people get that. Oh, God.
Well, like you say, those kids have been in the world games. They've been in the big games.
Yeah.
So they probably do come in with a little more poise.
And to be honest with you, the kids in, Lindholm and Vatanen, and they're playing great. So I don't think they'll be scared now. Maybe Dupre still looks a little shaky every now and then. But I will take it. He's keeping Wisniewski on the bench. He's playing great.
Now, I want to ask about Chicago. Why did Joel scratch Vermette?
Yeah. I think a bigger shock was he scratched Tarolainen. I think that guy. And Tarolainen came back out and scored like a golden assist in that game.
And wasn't Vermette playing pretty good?
Yeah, Vermette. And then he was screwed. And he wanted to mix it up a little bit. He got Versteeg's an old veteran. He got Versteeg in there. And he got Nordstrom in there. I don't know. I think just mix it up.
Joel likes to do that.
I'm not going to question when he wants to mix up.
No, he's a smart guy. He knows his hockey, sure.
Yeah, and now he'll be paid $4 million less than Babcock.
Oh, my God. Man, but you had to give him some big dough to go to Toronto.
We'll talk.
I'm still mad that we lost him. We'll talk about it.
But I'm just saying, as much as Quenneville is really – fourth all-time wins.
Oh, he's a great coach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or fourth all-time wins.
To be $4 million less, but look what he's saddled with there in Toronto. That's, yeah. That's for Babcock. That's going to be a tough order.
Well, you know what? And he said it to.
He's good with young players, though.
Yeah, and the tide will rise. The tide rises all ships.
Yeah.
So when Quinville goes back in, and maybe he'll have three rings in his pocket.
Yeah, could.
He could.
He could.
He could.
No, this was a.
But yeah, on that, he just wanted to get fresh blood in. But then he did it right. He turned right back around and put Vermette and Tara. Tara, I mean, Tara Lynn's a rookie.
Yeah. Some of the rookies that come in now are just, they seem seasoned.
Yeah, and that's what kills me, the teams that, you know, only play the veterans. You know,
well, like, you know,
you need those young legs.
Those young legs, I was just going to say, too, in this, especially this time of year.
Yeah.
Everybody out, the veterans are starting to get tired.
They look like corpses coming up now.
Oh, man. Like, all those OT games, that's got to take it out of a veteran.
Yeah.
You know. Now, this is an interesting little footnote. I saw where Emilio Estevez, of course, the coach of the Mighty Ducks movie, has been tweeting out all kinds of stuff against the Blackhawks.
Really?
Yeah.
He's
been ripping
them. Like his brother Charlie Sheen.
Yeah. But remember, they played the Hawks in the Mighty Ducks movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he's got something to.
There you go. Well, maybe he can. Maybe he'll replace Bruce behind the bench.
I'd like to see him back there.
Yeah.
I always said he did a good job coaching the kids. All right, gang. We're going to go talk with Corey Hirsch in just a second here. But right now, we have a new sponsor.
You know, let me tell you something. Casper mattresses are these new high quality, like high test, like mattresses. And if someone with a bad back, you need a good mattress. And most of the time, a good mattress means a hard mattress, and they're not too comfortable. Casper mattresses are hard, but they're comfortable.
Well, they have just the right sink and just the right bounce, Joe.
Yeah, and it's technology coming at you.
Yeah, if you use the Puck code, you get $50 off on these great mattresses.
Yeah,
and you know what?
And you have 100 days. You know how when you go, like, oh, I need a new mattress, and you go just on one or two, and you're like, oh, no, this and that, and you're like, I'll just pick this one out. These guys send you the mattress. You have 100 days.
They deliver it, and you're right. It's risk-free because you have 100 days to test it out.
100 days. They send it to you. They'll come and get it if you don't like it.
And it's a combination of latex foam and memory foam. Joe, you can't beat that combo.
That's a winning combination. I'm telling you, you want to get a good night's sleep, buy a Casper mattress. And I'm looking at these prices.
These prices are amazing.
Amazing price on the mattress that's delivered to you. You don't have to have a friend with a truck. You don't got to break your back. They're going to send it to you.
You really can't miss with a Casper mattress, guys. They are the online retailer of premium mattresses for a fraction of the price. Check it out. And Joe's right. Get $50 towards any mattress purchase by visiting Casper.com/puck and using the promo code PUCK. Hey, Joe, I love our sponsor, SeatGeek.
SeatGeek is the best sponsor because, you know how I like to go around and go to hockey games, and there's other websites that have seats, but SeatGeek has the cheapest.
The cheapest
and
the best seats.
Yeah, because they take all the ones around and they find out which ones. You know, like there's like, you know how a kayak, you said, here's what I want, and they come up from everywhere?
Yeah.
That's what SeatGeek does for tickets. So,
it's true.
And so you never like find out like, oh my God, I got screwed. I could have paid this.
And they've got, a $20 rebate on your first SeatGeek purchase.
Well, so you can go see like the Arizona Diamondbacks for free.
You could. Yeah,
it's way, much 20, could. $20 back. You can go see any NBA game you want. I think they'll pay you to show up, SeatGeek.
Well, yeah, didn't you get tickets recently to a Dodger game?
Yeah. You know, in Dodger games, man, there you can get some good seats on SeatGeek. And so now, baseball is the perfect SeatGeek sport because I know we're all hockey fans, but baseball, like you don't want to pay too much to go see a baseball game. Use SeatGeek with the code PUCK. P-U-C-K.
Yeah, and they'll send you your $20 rebate. But you get the best seats. That's the key. And we've got the NHL Conference Finals are here. We've got the finals coming up.
Yeah, I mean, New York.
Still get tickets.
You don't want to stand at the corner of 7th and 34th Street in New York. You want to be in your hotel on your computer on SeatGeek.
It's the place to go. And, it's interactive. You can get the interactive stadium maps and find out where you're going to be going.
Oh, yeah. It just
That's
pops up. I mean, you pick your seat on SeatGeek. They're geeks about seats.
They really are. So download the free SeatGeek app today, gang. Enter promo code PUCK in the app, and SeatGeek will send you $20 once you've made your first SeatGeek purchase.
Yeah, and believe me, it's the cheapest seat you can get.
That's SeatGeek. You can't beat it. All right, Corey's on the line. Corey, how are you?
Hey, good. What's going on?
Oh, we're just hanging out, talking. Ready to ask you a bunch of questions. But first, why don't you give a little plug for your youth hockey camp, goalie camp.
Yeah, I have my annual goalie school that I have July 27th to the 30th. Scottsdale at the Ice Den. Go to elitegoalies.com. Real easy. Elitegoalies.com to register. Good school. I teach everything. I teach the NHL goalies. So it's a lot of fun, and it's a good workout for all the kids.
I bet it is. Is there an age limit? Because I'd like to get in on that.
Yeah. Well, I typically only take up to high school kids. I'm sure we can make an exception for you.
Well, that's great, man. I think it's so cool to have a camp like that. And it's got to be great for the kids.
Yeah, you know what? We have a lot of fun, and it's pretty intense. It's 3 hours of street ice in the mornings, and then workout and then a lecture in the afternoon. So it's pretty intense. It gets kids are pretty tired by the time Wednesday afternoon rolls around.
Yeah, I would say Frage wants to take a class on how to play with a mask on. He never played with a mask.
I was pre-mask. And it shows. It shows.
Jeez, that's old.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad, Corey. Now, some interesting goaltending going on here in the in the conference finals. And what do you think? Well, how about first let's start with the top dog, King Henry. He's looking pretty good, right?
Well, he looked good yesterday, and he seems to, when his back's on against the wall, he seems to rise up. He did that again yesterday. And if you've seen his numbers in games, in elimination games, his numbers are ridiculous. And then even in game sevens, he's got an unrealistic goals against average and save percentage. It's crazy. So I think Tampa's going to have a little bit of their hands full there in game seven in New York.
Is that what you think? It's going to be tough for them to win that in Madison Square Garden?
Well, anytime you go to Madison Square Garden, it's hard to win. But now you got to play against the Rangers, who have a little bit of momentum on their side. Went into Tampa with nothing to lose there and just kind of went in and played hard and really took it to Tampa. They sure didn't play well. So game seven is going to be real interesting to see how this one plays out, because you've got two teams that, both backs are against the wall now.
Well, and Ben Bishop, who had played pretty well, and then they got five goals on him in the third period there down in Tampa. And what do you think's going through his head?
Well, I'm sure he's not very happy, but I think realistically, I don't think last night played very well. I watched a lot of guys that weren't picked up, a lot of rebounds where, second chances where he really didn't have a chance to recover. So if I was him, I wouldn't be too concerned. Their team has to tighten up defensively, and they seem to want to outscore the Rangers last night. And anytime you do that against a team, you want to get into that run and gun hockey, you're not going to win.
His glove's a little shaky too, don't you think?
Yeah, he's always been a little bit like that, but he's such a big guy that if you shoot at his glove, he's still got 6'7" of body in behind it, so he can get away with it. But that's someone that's probably targeting, right?
Yeah, that's kind of what I always thought. Not trying to knock him, but it seemed like if he was a better than average goalie, you'd never score on him.
Well, he's a big man, but he with that glove hand, I'm sure that's something that he's recognized that he'll have to work on over the summer. But for right now, it's too late. You just have to kind of get through these games and deal with what you got. But that's something I'm sure in the future that him and his goalie coach will look after.
Now, it seems to be a trend to go with these taller, bigger goalies. Do you think that helps to have a guy that big in the net?
If you go by lack of or sheer size. I mean, it's obvious that smaller goalie doesn't cover as much net. So I don't think we're going to see much. He's getting much smaller. I think you're going to see a lot of 6'3", 6'4", 6'5" goalies, and that seems to be the trend right now.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, Bishop stops everything down low. He's almost always in position, because even when he's out of position, he's in position. He's so big.
Yeah.
And then butterflies, he takes the bottom. It's like if his glove was a little better and he wouldn't make kind of stupid plays behind the net, he'd be a brick wall. But what do you think of going out west? I think Crawford is led a few ones he'd like to have back in. But in general, with his only four defensemen, really, he's under siege.
Yeah,
I think he's playing
siege.
A great series. What do you think?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of pressure on him. I don't think in this series especially in the last game, I don't think he played very well, but neither did Anderson. So it was kind of like a wash. But yeah, I think his defense, when you look at Keith and Seabrook and those guys, when you look at their minutes compared to everybody else's, they've actually played an extra game in this series. that's a lot of hockey. So now you have, you've got a really thin defense core, and that's something that they didn't address during the season. I don't know if that was salary cap issues or, tried to get away with just having Timonen, and that didn't work out. So, they kind of got burned for not taking care of that during the season.
Well, and Anderson was doing pretty well there, and then he let those two goals in at the end of regulation there in the last game. Does that shake his confidence?
Yeah, I think so. But I think goalies, everybody has nights like that. When you have a seven-game series, every goalie is going to have one of those games where they're not going to be at the top of their game. And, if you look at, they've played four, they played five, so it's nine, and now they're playing seven. This will be their 16th game. For Anderson, only to have one or two poor games out of 16, I think that's pretty good. That's pretty good hockey. So you can take that. But his team bailed them out. Right, so that's what they needed to do, and they did it.
Yeah. You always hear them, the announcers say, "Well, he's cold. He's sitting back there. He's not getting enough work." And then, if someone lets in a softie, now as a great goaltender, is that true that you do want to have pucks at you, and you do kind of get not asleep, but you do kind of rest, and you're not ready for it, or is that just announcer talking and not really the real world?
Well, no, that is true a little bit. I mean, the confidence is when the puck's hitting you, and you get to feel the puck, and it's like a player. If he doesn't play with the puck the whole game, he finally gets it. Is he going to score? I don't know. But if he always has the puck on a stick and he's feeling good, odds are he's going to make good plays. It's the same thing as a goalie. If you're just standing there and you're cold when a guy goes to shoot it, just not as confident. Especially watching the other guy make a lot of saves at the other end. That's a tough thing to do too.
Now, Corey, you said that, he has played pretty darn well throughout the playoffs, but with a player like Anderson, how do you get rid of that lack of confidence between one game and the next? What do you do mentally?
Yeah, I think the coach, you're probably not too worried. If it's fatigue, then you give him a day of rest, and then he'll be ready to go. If it's a mental thing, well, then you just might need a little chat and a little talk to try and sort things out. I don't think it was anything technical. It looked like he was a little bit fatigued on some of those goals where he just got caught kind of looking. He was just kind of standing there, and he wasn't as sharp as mentally as he normally would be. So it's a different game. These guys are professionals. They'll figure it out.
He's our guy. The best. We love him, Corey Hirsch. One, we are going to put you on the spot, though. We know you're going to go Rangers. So who out west? Who do you got?
Well, I thought it would be Chicago, but then now that you look at their defense, I think Chicago's in a lot of trouble. I think you're going to see an Anaheim Rangers final.
There you go. Okay. He's the best. Thank you very much, Corey.
Corey, thank you.
And if you have a kid that wants to get good at goalie, or you're an old guy playing the beer league like Frazier.
The camp, EliteGoalies.com.
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 Right. There you go.
I'm going to get a mask and show
you guys.
Up.
Thank you, Corey. You're the best.
All right, buddy.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, that's why we have him. A little fatigue.
Well, yeah.
For Mr. Anderson.
Well, that's probably true, right? I think with goalies, it's a lot of mental fatigue too, right? Because you got to be focused that whole game.
That's what he was saying about the mental toughness in goalies.
Yeah.
All season, anytime he's in the fraternity, anytime we start saying a guy, he's probably tired, but he's got to be true after four overtime. I'm still tired from watching that game.
Yeah, they wipe you out as a fan.
Yeah, well, thank God I was in New York, or else I wouldn't have seen it because the bars are open until four.
Yeah, that's right.
We were there at 10 after three.
How are the fans? They got to be revved up in New York.
Yeah, they're really fired up. The bandwagon, then they get scared. Like all bandwagon fans, they get scared.
Easily, yeah.
Yeah, they get scared off the bandwagon easily. But I just said, you got King Henry. Just relax.
He gives you a lot of confidence.
You got Mr. Nash coming through, making us look bad.
So Corey's seeing Anaheim,
he likes
New York.
He's doing exactly what you're doing.
Yeah, he is.
He's jumping ship.
Well, at least he had a reason for it.
Yeah,
I just jumped. But he was mentioning that it was the lack of defense for Chicago, and I think that does really impact the situation.
It does. This is going to be a test. Now, a little behind the scenes, the awards are not typed, so I'm going to have to read them. So okay. If they come out sloppy, fans, I apologize. Because I gotta read them, so it's gonna test my reading and talking at the same.
Time. You're good at that.
See, that's why they're nice to be typed, so that the all time,
I have confidence
the Hall of Fame broadcaster can do it, as opposed to the.
I think you can do it.
All right, let's do the Goon of the Week.
Goon of the Week. All right, what are our options for Goon of the Week?
Oh, we got some good ones. We got some good ones. So people can remember, too, in Game 5, just the one that just happened, CCAC absolutely ran over Crawford after Crawford made the save.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
If you can't beat him, join him.
Yeah.
That was a good one. And then we have our old buddy Corey Perry just absolutely crushed Johnny Oduya. Same game. And then we had a nice big Cogliano elbow to Duncan Keith. Then Duncan slashes him back. They always catch the second man with
second
the hand
man.
In the cookie jar.
Yep.
Bolesky scores on the power play. And then right after that in the third period, Dupre absolutely crushed Bickle. We love Bickle. We have to give credit where credit's
yeah.
Knocking down Bickle.
It's not easy to knock Bickle down.
Not easy to knock Bickle
He's
down.
Big.
So we got that one here. In game four... In game four, we had a classic. Crawford took his stick and just absolutely tried to take Bolesky's head off in the crease.
I saw, yeah, that was
as Getzlaf was shooting. So, but Getzlaf hit the pipe.
Yeah, because that's not a smart time to do that.
Not a smart time to do that. Another good. We have Palat back to the New York series. Game six against Tampa Bay. Palat gooned it up and crushed Girardi against the boards. It wasn't good. It was a cheap hit. Should have been a penalty. And then we got our old friend Tanner Glass. Game five, hit Brandon Coburn, formerly of the Flyers, and he injured him. So. Old battlegrounds being drawn.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a bad hit. It wasn't a bad hit. Here's what I think would here's my pick for the Goon of the Week. We had the big boy Kevin Hayes with the slash to Tyler Johnson's ribs.
Yeah.
That's
not cool.
I don't like the rib slash. That's a little be a man. You can knock Tyler. Tyler Johnson
yeah, he's a
falls
tiny
down.
Little guy.
You don't gotta slash him in the ribs. And we always like Kevin too. And I know these are being read, so they come off as good because I'm looking for the. Oh, there we go. Here's the big one. This is the fun. This is Steven Stamkos absolutely destroys McDonough, captain of the Rangers. Kreider steps in to defend his captain. Hits Stamkos good the first time. Then cross checks, boards him right in the back, and then skates away. Stamkos just gets up to chase the ref, and Stepan gets in and hits Stamkos. Stepan's in the box, and then Callahan, Rangers old captain, with the power play goal. So
yeah.
Plenty to pick from. There's hits. I mean, I could have put 500 Bolesky hits in there.
Yeah, Bolesky's been hitting people.
Or Kessler's hits or Maroon. But those are the big ones. Take your pick.
I'm going with Stamkos.
Yeah, like Steven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He came alive.
I'm talking to my dad. My dad loves playoff hockey. He doesn't watch too much regular season.
No, he's Penguins, of course.
Yeah, of course the Penguins. Yeah. And he's like, well, I forgot what I was going to say. Yeah.
Your dad, playoff hockey.
Yeah, no, Stamkos.
Penguins?
I forget.
What's your dad think about where the Penguins are headed?
My dad's one of those old school Penguin. My dad's one of those old Penguin fans that always blames Fleury.
As did we for a while.
I like to defend my.
You came back around.
I defend the flower, yeah. But what was I going? It was something about
coming alive.
Tampa Bay. Something about Tampa Bay playing. It was something about Tampa Bay playing good. I forget. But let's forget about that. We'll do the save of the week.
Save of the week. Now, how are we looking at what are our options?
Save of the week is, first of all, I mean, all four goaltenders have played amazing.
They've all played pretty well.
Played amazing. In game three, the amazing Hans Christian Andersen with a with a big save on Taves. Taves in the slot, and then Saad with the glove.
Yeah.
That was a big save. Tampa Bay Rangers game six. To move us back to New York City, we had the big one, the big Callahan wrister, and they forearmed it off in the corner. And about 2 seconds later, he stopped Stamkos right on the doorstep.
Cold on the doorstep.
With the leg. Just
yeah,
King,
beautiful.
King Henry right there.
We could almost stop right here.
Yeah, that's just, I was going to say. Also in that game last night, but it didn't afford to win because then Broussard scored like 2 seconds later, was the reverse snow angel by Ben Bishop backwards.
Wow.
Did you catch that one?
No.
Yeah.
But that's cool.
Yeah. It was, people were like, amazing. Someone even tweeted or texted or something like, is that going to be the save of the week? Of course, it can't be when you lose. But
you know what? In normal conditions, it would be. That's pretty awesome.
Normal one. But, you know, hard to get the save of the week the same game that Broussard gets a hat trick to. Game five. See, another thing. Game five was a loss for King Henry, but he had a breakaway save on Killorn that was amazing. And in game three, we have a big one from Hank Hedman, cross crease to Killorn, boom. Hank, kind of same thing. He put the paddle out. Not to mean to pick from there, but I think it's
my
easy.
My pick, yeah, Stamkos on the doorstep.
Stamkos on the doorstep.
By the king.
On the doorstep. Now, we don't...
you know why? Because it sends him back.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
Now he got game seven. It was an important save.
Okay, now it's your turn to pick the man of the week.
Man of the week. Okay, let's see. I guess I'm going to go with Broussard.
You always get me, buddy.
Come on, man.
That's I was going to go Broussard, too.
Yeah.
I was going to go Broussard, too. So maybe
got
I'll...
the HT.
Yeah. So, you know, also receiving votes, Matt Bolesky.
Well, Bolesky has played very well.
And King Henry. And as well as receiving votes, as you have to say, as a bunch of fans let me know. I mean, Jonathan Toews. Are you kidding?
Oh, Jonathan Toews is awesome, man.
I mean, are you kidding
I mean, look, those two goals...
Yeah.
Pretty
just,
awesome.
This doesn't, you know, it's the way, you know, we always say like.
That was Cinderella stuff.
Yeah, that's Lemieux territory. That's Lemieux Gretzky territory when it's like, oh, we're down by two. Okay, pull the goaltender. Here we go. You never feel out
that's
of it.
That's a superstar in action.
Yeah, superstar in action. Now, as we've been having fun lately because there's not too many fights, let alone fights and goals, I thought of a fun way to bring up the Mr. Bobby Probert.
The Probert Award? Our favorite award. But not a lot of fighting in the playoffs.
Not a lot of fighting, especially not a lot of fighting and then scoring a goal.
Right.
So we kind of mixed it. Last week was with Vladimir Putin.
Yep.
The Russian enforcer, 8 goals in a beer league. But this is
put
our
his shirt off.
This is our yeah, he did.
Come on.
Our official plea. This is our official plea. Now, happy while he's still alive. Thank goodness. Tap of the stick that, and I think we brought this up, but we definitely talked about it personally. Was now the Ambassador Bridge in your hometown?
Yeah.
The bridge. If you don't know, there's one big bridge. You go from. The Detroit to Canada.
Windsor, Ontario, Canada.
And that is officially now...
Bobby Probert Bridge.
No.
Gordie Howe. Yeah. Probert did have an incident on the bridge.
Right. They named it after Gordie Howe.
Of course.
It's officially Gordie Howe.
Oh, that's so cool.
Right. So what I'm saying is, because Bobby Probert was also busted in the tunnel with cocaine, they got to name the tunnel...
Bobby Probert Tunnel.
After Bobby Probert Tunnel. Infamous Bob Probert Tunnel. Because his final one where it was, okay, well, now you're kind of done with hockey. And everything.
Yeah.
The final one was in the tunnel.
The tunnel got him.
So it's also like a drug awareness program.
Yeah.
And you think the tunnel, America, you Canada coming together and say, just say this. No, yeah. And don't bring your drugs in the tunnel.
Don't ever bring them in the tunnel.
Because look what happened to Bobby Probert.
Yeah, they've got the Gestapo and galoshes there.
Yeah.
Waiting, protecting Canada.
Yeah, but isn't that cool, though, that your hero, everyone's hero, Mr. Hockey.
Yeah, you got the bridge. That, man. That's
I love
beautiful.
It. And he's still alive.
That's beautiful.
That's the best. They didn't wait until, like, you know, he's dead and his kids get to celebrate. I always think that's so stupid. Do something while someone's alive.
Yeah, and he, of course, deserves it.
Yeah, I know. And now he's back, and I think he's skating. I think he's going to come back.
Probably. He could probably still play.
Yeah. he's going to play for the Penguins.
Yeah, well. All right, so we got the game tonight.
Yeah. News and so you think you would put Van Riemsdyk in?
I think Gibson. I would. Yeah, I think I would. They got to do something. What are they going to do?
I don't know. Just pray.
Duncan Keith never comes out of the game.
No,
he's in there the entire game.
And Seabrook's been playing a ton, and they're splitting. They're actually splitting him and Seabrook up. I love Oduya. I've always been a fan of Oduya since his Detroit. Since his New Jersey days. And, Jarmerson is very underrated. Jarmerson's a great.
Let me ask you a question. If you were a coach, would you rather have a superstar player like Duncan Keith in after he's played a lot already, or a kid? You know, simply because he's tired. Would you rather have a tired veteran or a fresh leg kid?
In general, I would like some fresh legs out there. But I will say this. I don't know if game six of elimination of a
dynasty. Is it time to try that theory?
Of a dynasty.
Yeah.
Of a dynasty. It's not like he's – even if they put him in for the Ducks, let's say. Well, the Ducks are all young kids. And, I mean, now it's like this is – the locker room is Sharp and Hossa and Taves and
– Wow. You look at that line.
You know, Duncan Keith. You know what I mean? I mean, you're nervous going in there and in the summer for an optional skate. You're nervous.
Yeah.
Lacing your skates up between Hossa and Sharp.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And, you know, yeah. I tell you what, I seen a little baby in a Kane, though, and I love Patrick Kane, but, you know, he was late in that back check in overtime on that 2-on-1. It was his stick almost in the pitcher. Take one more, you know, get big. Jonathan.
Now,
and I saw him miss a tap in and throw his head up in the air, and I was like, yeah.
Well, you know, they're just tired. Hey, you know, Quinville was talking about putting Taze and Kane on the same line.
He did a little bit.
Yeah. He's thinking about doing it again. What do you think?
Sure. You know, just they move it around. I mean,
he does like to shake up his lines probably more than.
He does, because every time I say, the best third line hockey is this Chicago Blackhawk, and he switches it up.
Yeah.
You know, but you watch, I bet, I'd keep Tara lining in. I don't know. I see Versteeg playing, though. I don't see Nordstrom playing, but I see Versteeg still in. I think Versteeg's got some big. He's going to bring out all the old guys are going to play.
Going to play, yeah.
Yeah, that's
what
I don't.
You so know. What I guess that's what I'm saying is you want experience.
Teeminen just looks so bad that he looks old. I mean, he looks bad. So I don't know. But I would think Teeminen. I mean, you know, here's the thing. Here's what you do though. You play Van Riemsdyk when it's early in the game. And it's early.
Yeah,
in the
play
game.
Him early,
and then if Duncan gets 5 minutes off in the first and second period, then you ride him in the third.
Right.
You don't have him out there with 4 minutes left.
So
there's an icing, and then you can't take him off. And then even Barbecue knows to put on Getzlaf, Perry, and Maroon.
Yeah.
You know,
you think rest him early.
Yeah, I'd play the kid tonight.
Put the kid in early.
I'd play the kid tonight.
All right.
Did you see Milbury said that, speaking of Corey Perry, Milbury said the whole league wants to injure him.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. So the Ducks asked for a formal apology from NBC.
Huh. Wow.
So we'll see what I think Milbury's asked to injure everyone he doesn't like, right?
Yeah, probably.
He went after the middle school kid, right? He went after a grade school kid. Remember his kid got in a fight and he went after him on the ice.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think Perry, he's probably got a bullseye on his back. He's such a good player.
Yeah, and he's a little cheap, and he's tough.
Yeah, he is tough.
A lot of the rats, you know, a lot of the rats won't fight you, or they're not tough and big. I mean, Perry will just slash you but behind the legs like Marchant will, but he'll also knock you over on a clean check.
Yeah, and he can do it.
Yeah, he's got the whole package. Let's move to some news and notes on the coaches right now. Peter DeBoer, formerly of the Devils and Panthers, is probably going to be the next Sharks coach.
Interesting. Is that a good choice for them?
You know, if he gets to pick who the captain is, I guess. They have to, you know.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I mean, they're in the same mess. I mean, McClellan's a great coach. He's going to make Edmonton good.
I think he will, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be good anyway because of McDavid, but they got all that young – he's going to mold that young talent. McClellan was never the problem. The problem is the GM and the captain, and Joe Thornton never got along or argued in public, and the GM never had the nuts to trade either Thornton or Marlowe.
Now, do you think McDavid starts off hot?
Yeah. They say he's –
And how good is he? Is he good. Gretzky good? No.
No.
I mean, but is he Messier good?
He's Sidney Crosby good.
He's that good, really?
That's what they say.
Wow.
That's what they say. I've seen him play twice. He looked pretty
How
amazing.
How did he look?
He looked pretty amazing.
Wow.
But, you know, still, that's eerie. That's not, it's not the Kings.
Yeah.
Not having Dusty running at you with a stick up. And then you got to get around him. Then you got to get around... you know, you get around, what's his name? Dowdy. Then there's Quick standing there. It's all fun. You know, he's in the deep end of the pool now. We'll see how he does. But I mean.
He's not the only good young player they have.
No. All those young kids just moved up. Now they can trade maybe Nail, you know, for maybe a defenseman that they've never had.
Yeah, that's true.
And maybe get a goaltender, and then, we'll see. He's going to be exciting, though.
Well, you think he'll...
And the league is going to, because he's in Edmonton, the league's going to protect him. Like, they didn't protect Lindros and Crosby and Ovechkin. You know, they didn't protect anybody since Gretzky, really. I think the league's going to protect them.
You think they will?
A little bit.
They need a marquee guy, a new guy.
Yeah. Especially in Edmonton.
Yeah.
Captain Kangaroo back with St. Louis for a year.
Okay.
They found nobody better.
Yeah.
Well, they couldn't sucker Babcock into coming there.
Yeah.
Well. And they didn't bite on Disco. They said, no, Disco enough. Hamburglar signs with Ottawa 3-year deal, so that means someone's got to go. Either the other goalie, Anderson, or they have 3 goaltenders, and I did not do the research.
Well, you had to sign the Hamburglar because he had a terrific run there.
Foligno, now captain of Columbus. Very nice move picking Foligno. He had a great year. He plays with guts, and you don't want to always give it to the best player. So I don't think always giving it to the best player is a good move. You know, I mean, they could have just given it to Johansson.
Yeah.
But what does that do then? You know, like, I mean, just give it to the best guy. You give it to the guy that is a good player that plays with heart.
I agree with that.
You know, like, I mean, you know, I think the Penguins, you know, I wish Sid wasn't the captain. I wish someone else was the captain. So then everyone says, oh, he does his pitch at the refs. Like, no, that's what the captain's supposed to do.
You're supposed to do that.
That's why he wears the letter.
Yeah.
The guys with the letters, the guys the bitch. Sweeney, Bob Sweeney, GM now of the Boston. So Shirelli's now in Edmonton.
Uh-huh.
I think that's scary for Boston. I think now you have him and Cam Neely together, old drinking buddies. I don't know. I don't like that pick. Brodeur signs on to stay with St. Louis and upper management.
Okay. Oh, did he? Oh, good.
Yeah,
okay.
And Buffalo's pissed because they didn't get your man.
I know. Well, how do you think I feel?
Yeah, but I'll tell you what. I said I think Babcock's the best coach, but twice he's pulled a Hitler at Dunkirk. He's let them off. He's let.
I didn't like what he said there.
And I was going to say, I didn't think he was ever coming back when he said he didn't think the Red Wings were good enough.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
And in my opinion, like I said, twice he let Tampa and then he let Boston off the hook in one game in 3 minutes, turned their whole season around.
Well, if he didn't think the Red Wings were good enough, wait till he gets to Toronto.
And that is what I remember my dad saying. He goes, how's Tampa Bay? They're really coming up. I'm like, well, they should have lost. They should have lost to Detroit in the first round.
Yeah,
Frazier's team had him on the.
We had him on the ropes.
Three minutes. Man. That was it.
Yeah, that's all it took. It was like the year before. We had one bad shift against Chicago and we lost.
Against Boston.
Yeah,
one bad shift. Yeah, I mean, really, he's three bad shifts away from he wouldn't be leaving Detroit.
That's probably true.
He wouldn't feel, and Detroit's ready to move on because of what he said, A, and two, it's disappointment.
Well, yeah. Sometimes you just get itchy and want to move.
Yeah.
And I think also a guy like that likes to work with the youngsters. So maybe he's feeling like a rebuilding program is where he wants to be. But
yeah, and I'll tell you this, too.
What is it? $6 million doesn't hurt.
No. But I'll tell you what. Anyway, he could easily went. He could easily went anywhere except maybe Buffalo because, it'd be like, oh look, can him and Eichel resurrect this franchise in Buffalo? Bring Buffalo a winner first time ever. He could have went to San Jose. He could have went to St. Louis and whatever. They flame out.
Yeah.
Who cares, right? 4 years. It'll just be another footnote. He'll be on TSN sitting next to Corey Hirsch. He went to Toronto. That shows the balls the guy has.
Well, he does have balls to go there.
That he believes he can turn it around. You know what I mean? I mean, just that's a man. He's not backing it down from a man who does not back down from a challenge.
Well, again, also, I think he likes to work with the up and comers.
Yeah,
and that's what he's got there. He's got a rebuilding program.
Yeah, he's got a hell of a rebuild.
Yeah,
and then we'll see if Shanahan. We'll see what Shanahan. I mean, Shanahan is, and now they're saying maybe Kessler's going to stick around. I think Babcock thinks he can work with him.
Huh. Interesting.
He's worked with worse.
Yeah. Oh, it's true. Well, listen, we got the game tonight. Ducks in Chicago.
Yeah. Go Hawks. 22,000. The Madhouse on Madison.
Yeah. We'll see what happens there. I think we already have our picks.
Yes.
And Friday night at the Garden,
I'll still let you back on the Chicago bandwagon finals.
Nah.
For the finals.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. All right. We'll see. Yeah. We'll see. All right, Joe Bartnik. Hey, welcome back from New York, man. I'm glad your trip went so well.
Thank you. This weekend, the Comedy Store, and then I think the Brea Improv next Tuesday. But the big one, back with the Queen.
Are you?
Yeah, next weekend, Florida, Hard Rocks in Florida.
No one's better than Lisa Lampanelli.
No one's better than the Queen.
When it comes to stand-up, and that's a great show with you and her.
Yeah, then the bus tour with Bill, and then the huge announcement next week. We'll be officially allowed to say it, me and Verzi.
You are
huge
big time, bro. You're big time.
Nothing. Just
with the Queen and Billy? Come on, two of the best.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's them.
Two of them.
I sell three tickets to hand out free Puck Off CDs.
Hey, the Puck Off fans come out to see
Puck
you, buddy.
Yeah, they do, though. The Puck Off fans are the best. The Mothership.
KLOS, this week I have Billy Gardell.
The Pittsburgh guy.
From Pittsburgh.
Yeah, tell him I said hi.
I will.
We got to get him on
He'd be great on the show.
Oh, God.
Big Penguin fan, of course. And also Ken Jeong, from the Hangover movies.
Dr. Ken.
Dr. Ken is on the show. So we got it's a network show, my friend.
Hey.
This week it's on KLOS.
The legendary.
95.5.
And the best music, too.
They have some great music. And it's 95.5 KLOS. Check it out or go to 95.5KLOS.com. All right. And we thank you for joining us.
Thanks, all the fans.
Joe
we
Bartnik.
Love you. Thank
we
you so
love
much,
you,
fans.
Puck Off fans.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week. We enjoy those games. We are out.